It's Tuesday, April 2nd.
Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Niagara Falls police are charging a Buffalo man with second-degree murder in connection with the possible domestic violence death of a woman. Police were called Sunday afternoon to an Orleans Avenue location where they found an unresponsive female on the floor. The name of the woman, who was later pronounced dead at the scene, is being withheld at this time. A short time later, detectives located and charged 32-year-old Keith William Hill, who has been remanded to the Niagara County Jail. Anyone with information related to the case is asked to contact Niagara Falls Police Criminal Investigation Detectives. A new research center at the University of Buffalo will examine new paths to providing clean energy. A $1.25 million grant from the National Institute of Standards and Technology will support the university's creation of the Center for Accelerated Innovation through Materials. While the center will explore several research areas, one of its initial focuses will be on developing infrastructure for hydrogen-based fuels, the green energy alternative that could potentially supplant the use of fossil fuels. The center will be led by Krishna Rajan, chair of the UB Department of Materials Design and Innovation. And state officials are marking April as the Month of the Military Child. To highlight the effort, several state landmarks were illuminated in purple Monday night, including Niagara Falls, Empire State Plaza, and the Governor Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. In a release, the governor said she wanted to shine a spotlight on these heroic kids whose courage and perseverance inspires us all. A Niagara Falls man faces charges in connection with a hit-and-run crash near the Buffalo-Niagara International Airport that left a pedestrian with serious injuries. The Erie County District Attorney's Office accuses 50-year-old Travis Rosario of leaving the scene of a crash just before 5 a.m. on February 27th. A 44-year-old Williamsville man was struck by a vehicle while crossing Louis Call Way at the airport and was taken to ECMC for treatment of a head injury and numerous bone fractures. Rosario faces a maximum sentence of 4 years in prison if convicted of the charge of leaving the scene of an incident resulting in serious injury. Advocates say state budget cuts may jeopardize the safety of the more than 16,000, or make that 160,000, older New Yorkers living in adult care facilities. According to AARP New York, Governor Hochul's budget proposal cuts the funding for the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. Critics say current funding levels are hampering the program, which directs an ombudsman to weekly visits into the state's nearly 1,400 adult care facilities to document the concerns and complaints of residents. A review of state data by AARP shows over a six-month period, ombudsmen were only able to visit 12% of all facilities, where nearly 6,000 complaints were filed. And efforts to assist local homeless veterans are receiving a funding boost following a 222-mile walk by an Army veteran. Reverend John Cooper says over $16,000 was raised during his ruck, which is a walk while carrying a weighted backpack.
This live stream of WBFO is made possible by Canisius University. At Canisius University, Griffs know there is no progress without action. Moved by compassion and courage, they look at the world and say, "We can do better," and then do it. Canisius University, where leaders are made.
It's Let's Go Day at WBFO and Buffalo Toronto Public Media. It's a day to highlight the completion of the first season of Let's Go. And it also gave us a chance to chat with actress and adventurer Christina, who is the guide for Let's Go.
Let's Go is a digital series of virtual field trips. There are 10 episodes. It's created by Buffalo Toronto Public Media. It's a lot of fun. And while the episodes are geared for audience members between 7 and 11, it's really for anyone who's curious about taking a virtual field trip.
Fascinating places to go around Western New York. That's the bottom line. You got to go places nobody gets to go.
Oh, it's so fun. I got to go behind the scenes. I got to go places that nobody would really get to go, even if you went to these locations and visited. I got to talk to the smartest people in the building and ask them some of the silliest questions. So it was a lot of fun.
You went to see the firefighters out of the Buffalo Niagara International Airport.
Yes, yes.
And you were on the tarmac when planes were landing and taking off.
Yes. How cool was that?
That is totally cool.
I was not prepared for how loud the planes are. I mean, yeah, of course, you know, they're going to be loud, but wow. I mean, there's a reason why everyone's wearing those ear coverings, you know,
sure.
Protect their hearing because it is noisy out there.
And that's all on the video?
That's all in the episode, yes.
That's all in that particular episode?
Yes.
How many episodes are there right now?
There are 10 episodes in season one.
Okay.
We're hoping for season two because there are so many amazing locations that we weren't able to visit in season one. We had to narrow it down to just 10.
And all 10 episodes of Let's Go can be viewed now on the Buffalo Toronto Public Media YouTube channel at WNED.org/Let's Go or on PBS Learning Media, a free national platform that provides digital learning tools.
So you could, for example, I know spring break is coming up. You could watch the episode and then use that learning media website for any sort of companion activities.
Ah, okay.
So there are all sorts of different activities connected to each episode. So if you're looking for some activities or some virtual field trips for spring break, there's a plethora of opportunities there for you for free.
And so, and with that also leads us into the motivation behind the series is an educational motivation. This is much a resource for teachers as anything.
Oh, absolutely. I would say it could be for anyone, but definitely for teachers, for educators, for caregivers, anyone who is curious, really. If you're interested in some of these topics or some of these locations, there is a lot more to unpack than just the episode. So then you could go to the Learning Media site and
so if you want to go deeper, there's an opportunity to go deeper through
absolutely.
The website. For Let's Go, Christina guides viewers behind the scenes at a number of places. The Corning Museum of Glass, Whitworth Ferguson Planetarium, Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park.
I loved the inclusive theater episode.
Okay.
That was less of a place, more of a group of people, which is my favorite aspect of Let's Go, all the people I get to meet.
Mm-hmm. You seem like a people person.
I love people, Jay. I really do. I loved the Science Museum was also great. We got to see some really, really fascinating and very, very old fossils.
Oh.
And I got to go where they keep all of the fossils away from public view. So that was very interesting.
Yes. You were at the library, the Central Library downtown.
We went to the library. That was really interesting, too, just to see all of the resources that they have available. They have a music studio. They've got like a recording studio and instruments that you can play and rent and borrow. They were showing a movie when we left, which was very cool, like huge screen movie to watch for free.
You got to see where they hide all the books that aren't out on the public shelves.
I did. And it smelled wonderful up
Come
there.
On.
You know, do you like how books smell, Jay?
I love the way books smell,
okay.
But those are old books, aren't
they? Smell, which means they smell even better.
Is that, it's like wine.
Oh, my gosh. We walked upstairs, and I was like, wow, I really wish we could capture the smell on footage, but you can't.
You went to the Michigan Street African American Heritage Quarter. That's a two-part.
That's a two-part episode.
Yep. Okay.
That was fascinating. The Colored Musicians Club was so fun. We got to sit down with some of the musicians that have grown up there and hear their stories of all the people that they met and got to play jazz with, which is so incredible. And the museum there is really, really well put together. It is so fun. It's really informative. You get to listen to music. You get to play a little music. So it's a really incredible place. You know, there was a huge team of people that helped put this together. The learning and engagement team. Leslie Corinne was the producer and director of each episode. And without her tireless work, this wouldn't even happen. We should really do a Let's Go episode on the making
yes,
of Let's
you
Go.
Yes, you should. That's season
because
two.
Because that would be so – yeah, season two, episode one is we're going to be at WNED doing a behind the scenes on how we make Let's Go. And I'll get to interview all of our team. That would be fun. They're probably like shaking in their boots now. No, please, no.
It's just another way to get to know Christina.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Thanks for being here with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jay. It's been really fun.
Christina. The guide for all 10 episodes of the first season of Let's Go, a production of Buffalo Toronto Public Media. And you can find out where you can view it at WBFO.org.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.